3,000 police and National Guard troops are patrolling the streets of the US city of Baltimore tonight as hundreds of people defy a nighttime curfew. Police have been throwing smoke grenades and pepper spray at protesters who hurled glass and bottles at officers. It's a lot quieter than last night, however, when looters broke into shops, set 15 buildings alight and torched more than 100 cars.
The violence followed the funeral of Freddie Gray, a 25-year-old black man who died more than a week ago after sustaining a broken spine in police custody. President Obama has urged for soul-searching and says the rioting is nothing new.
We'll go through the same cycles of periodic conflicts between the police and communities and the occasional riots in the streets, and everybody will feign concern until it goes away, and then we go about our business as usual.
President Obama made these comments during a dual news conference with the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Our correspondent in Washington is Simon Marks.
He spoke so long on the issue of what was taking place in Baltimore that at one point he turned to the Japanese Prime Minister and apologized and said, "I'm sorry I'm going on about this, but it's an issue that really matters to me." And this was a president who seemed very frustrated by the political vice in which he finds himself and frustrated by the fact that it seems to prove so difficult for the American public to begin a meaningful conversation, as he would characterize it, about the problems that many of these inner-city communities are facing, communities that he characterized as underprivileged. He spoke about the difficulties that people who are born into poverty in. I think it's important to underscore that President Obama spared no criticism of the rioters. He accused them of being thugs and criminals. He said they're not protesters, and he insisted that they must be brought to justice. He used that phrase, soul-searching, with regard to the nation's police. He said they've got plenty of it to do, and he really urged them to join him now in what he says needs to be a national discussion about how to improve the relationship between police on the one hand and the communities that they are supposed to protect on the other.
But this call for a discussion isn't new, is it, Simon? And in the meantime, the president has talked about some practical measures, the idea of buying thousands of body cameras for police officers to use. What happened to that type of proposal?
Well, he's still pushing it, and you're absolutely right. I mean, he was at pains to say, and he said it numerous times during that appearance at the White House, that this is not a new problem that the country is confronting. Now, he says that the Department of Justice has created a task force that is already partnering with some communities around the country to push body cameras so that they become increasingly donned by members of the police force. He says that there's a need for increased training and improved equipment on the streets. But some, you know, fault the Obama administration. They say that on President Obama's watch, in fact, that push for new equipment has only led to the further militarization of many police forces, which in some cases is contributing to the tensions that exist. And the president seemed to acknowledge that this is not going to be in any manner an easy problem to solve.
So he's frustrated. He's having a go at the police as well. Is this an issue which will or could threaten the image of his presidency, blight his presidential record?
I think the honest answer to that, Simon, is it depends how much longer this goes on for. I mean, the president said at the White House today that it seems like there's another incident almost every week. And that's absolutely true. I mean, there have been so many of them over the course of the last few months. It's often hard to remember the precise locations and the names of the people who were caught up. But the fact that he spoke in such impassioned and frankly frustrated terms about this at the White House today suggests that he really understands that this has the potential to be a legacy issue for him. And it's a troubling one for him because, of course, he's America's first African-American president, and it is predominantly African-American community leaders that are complaining about their treatment at the hands of law enforcement.
That's our correspondent, Simon Marks, in Washington.